Silicon Valley unions unite to oppose county vaccine booster mandate in California. By Joel B. Polak on January 28, 2022. Six unions in Santa Clara County, which includes portions of Silicon Valley, united this week to oppose a mandate requiring county employees to receive a booster shot for the coronavirus vaccine, citing the likelihood of staff shortages. The San Jose Mercury News reported. In a joint letter sent on Tuesday to the Board of Supervisors and County Executive Jeff Smith, union leadership claimed that the booster mandate will cripple a workforce already under immense strain from the Omicron variant and requested that county leaders find a way for those with approved vaccine exemptions to stay in their positions. Santa Clara County led the way responding to COVID, and we have done very well, the letter reads. With these latest changes, though, we're cutting off our nose to spite our face. The letter also states that the unions are not against vaccines. In fact, they call them one of the strongest tools to protect workers, but that the counties needs to consider a nuanced response that effectively weighs costs and benefits of the booster requirement. The county's mandate, which was announced on December 28, ordered workers in high-risk settings like hospitals, jails and skilled nursing facilities to get a booster shot by January 24. While the order is similar to the state's mandate, there's one key difference. High-risk workers who are granted a medical or religious exemption are not allowed to stay in their position. Something entirely unique to Santa Clara County compared to the rest of the state, and are instead moved to a lower-risk job setting by February 1. But less than 2 weeks after the order was announced, the county health department came out with a waiver option, where organizations could get approved for a workaround where its unvaccinated employees could stay in their high-risk job settings. This option came about after hospitals in the region complained to the county health department that the booster mandate would put strain on workers who were already facing a staffing crisis. Vaccine mandates throughout the state and the nation have placed a number of public agencies under strain, including first responders. Though only a small proportion of employees are affected, it is often enough to have an impact. Earlier this month, just weeks after hundreds of unvaccinated healthcare workers were fired, California announced that it would allow hospital staff who had tested positive for COVID-19 to continue working through February 1, as long as they did not show symptoms. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.